Gentlemen, we're back from recess, and we are moving into the agendized item of staff departmental update, road and bridge. Randy Harlan.
Morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
I guess first off, I want to start off. We did get started with our chip seal program last week, about midweek, and we have a few residents aren't very happy, but we're continuing and moving forward. The subdivision we started in, they should complete either today or for sure tomorrow. So,
what are the unhappy comments, Randy?
They didn't like the chip seal. They would rather have the overlay type surface rather than chip seal. Is the main complaint I got. And I don't think it was anything to do with the chip seal itself. They just, the road was originally an overlay type surface. It's curb and gutter. There's a little over 2 miles of roadway in several streets, but that's the amount of roadway in that subdivision. And we just, our budget won't allow doing an overlay on that right now. That's the reason we were chip sealing these type streets right now, to give them a little more life till things maybe turn around. So that's not the only subdivision we plan on doing. There's three more that we plan on chip sealing just for that same reason. So
what are they?
One would be Spring Meadows. The other one would be Honeybee. I think it's Cedar Shores or something like that off of T Highway. The other one is a small subdivision up there behind Royal Oak. There's three, four streets in there. We plan to do that one. And then we've got three, four streets in Savannah Place we plan to do.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's our tentative plan. And unless you gentlemen see something different, I'm planning to move forward, so. We are going in after completed and cured out. We will sweep. We will vac any loose chips out of there because it is curb and gutter, and we don't want too much stuff getting into the stormwater system they do have. So, other than that, the streets are turning out fairly good. So.
Good.
See, the curb and gutter are very nice and efficient, but likely you go in there to per se to overlay, you have to have a mill. You have to have a mill machine
ground
down. Ground down, see.
Very expensive on top of the mat that you lay on top of the hot tanks. So a curb and gutter is pretty expensive to actually relay.
Okay. Budget's budget. I mean, we don't have
right.
I mean, that one subdivision that called, and it was over $230,000 to pay to do that project. We just don't have the money in the budget.
Right.
That's probably besides the new one cost.
That was just the
amount I figured up was just the amount for the.
And I've talked to several homeowners out there, and they're not happy. Unfortunately, we have to do something to preserve the road, and that is the best solution. In the product itself, once applied properly, will give it many years of life. So.
Okay. Moving on, our patch crew currently are working in the T Highway area, so that's kind of give you an update where they're at. They've worked all the roads beginning in Stottles area west and worked their way south, and they're back to this point. Once they're done in this area, they'll be over in the Forsyth area, so they're continuing on and trying. They'll stay ahead of the SEAL crew and get our roads patched up. I did meet with the vendor that we awarded our overlay work to and showed him two roads and two other projects. The two roads I showed him, one is Bird Road. There's two sections on Bird Road we need to overlay just to smooth up and help out. And the other one is Sherry View Road, and that runs from the end of Reinhardt Road at the three-way out to Reinhardt's facility there. We plan to overlay that section. So that will be coming up within probably 3 weeks. The other project they'll be going on to quicker would be KDOC. They're fixing to pave it and overlay that so we can get that one completed. And then we have the parking lot there at the Bradleyville School. So, and that's all the overlay work that I think our budget and our patch can pretty well withstand right now. Till we get them completed, and then we'll kind of see where we're at. Our guardrail has been completed as far as the KDOC project. We also done repair work on Lakeshore. That has been completed. And right now, that's about all the guardrail work that we have for this year, unless something unforeseen comes up. Now, we didn't have anything really budgeted for that, so I'll work that in somewhere as far as costs. The other thing we got coming up is we do need to move some material out of the Hilda quarry and put over onto the Hilda facility property. It's kind of hitting us at a bad time with Harlan needing his crews to do chip seal. Also, we got a bridge in works right now, so it's kind of putting us in constraint as far as having manpower to move this material out of the contractor's way that needs to go in there and start grinding rock.
How much material do you have to move? I know we talked about this last time. How much is it we actually have to move? Let me ask you a question first. Did you also talk to them about buying it back?
I did. I spoke to them. Gene hadn't got back, but he said he didn't foresee them buying it in their transaction that they're working on. It wasn't usable material. They want their fixing to be in their hot mix. So, and they do have their drills in there today, drilling. They're getting ready to shoot. We had a rain day last week. We got a lot of material moved that day. I think if I had a Friday and a Saturday, that would make a real big impact in it. Every day I try to move what I can myself and whoever I can cut loose if it's just one guy.
So we have to move the product?
It's got to be moved.
I never did hear a deadline as to when they absolutely have to have it out of there. I mean, this is something that's has come up on the spur of the moment. All of a sudden, we need to move this material. And it kind of hit us at an inopportune time. I mean,
Danny, have you talked to anybody over there?
No, I haven't, and I probably should have, but I haven't had the time to visit with anybody. As a matter of fact, I haven't had time to visit with either one of these companies, nor the property owner that I was wanting to visit with about purchase of a small piece of ground there, put it on.
Product that's in the actual floor is what I got to get out the base, 1-inch base, 2-inch base, it's at the entrance. I'm not under the deadline on it. I've got to move it, but I'm not
okay. Deadline.
About four to five more weeks is what I have to get to floor.
So they can't kind of gave you a deadline at the end of July, then you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe a week before.
But we don't have a rain day this week. We looked at the calendar. I mean, it's going to cost time and a half for us to move it now.
I can visit with the family now. They had a death in the family, and I wasn't going out there and try to negotiate on anything until after there was some time went by. So
I've got a lot of product out in front of the shop, and I think I put them two products there. I just store them all there. But the other two I have to move. I don't know where that is going.
What are they? And what projects in that eastern district could we place them?
The 2-inch clean is what I'm putting on the lot right now. And it'll be then the 5/8 chips, clean chips. We really don't have anything going on. We can use either one on at the moment. We're going to have to use that 2-inch clean.
What about the 5/8 chips where you're chipping sealing?
We'll use them on the first coat road.
Uh-huh.
We just got
There's only two or three new chip and seal, and basically this
year. And what we'll probably do is take that new screen and screen them eventually and drill 3/8 out of them. But there's a lot, that's the largest amount probably you see.
Okay, well, I was just trying to think of a location. We have access to storage and two or three other locations, but if we don't have a time frame that we're working with, well then...
Well, that's the biggest thing. With I need to continue on the bridge because we've got a contractor waiting on us to get the pier walls and everything in so he can finish that, and he's kind of on a schedule with that also. The other thing with the chip seal, every day we can seal, I want to seal and get through the list. And, and I mean, this type of stuff can be done on rain days and days that we can't seal. So if they'll give us a little bit of a timeline, and right now the two companies, you can't really get an answer. They're still in negotiation as far as what's happening between them two companies. So
the time and a half on them 2 days, of course, would be, we can turn it in as comp time if you allow them a longer period to take it off. So there's the bottom line cash issue.
I would like to wait a little longer, see if we get any rain days. That's what I'd like to do.
But why don't we let me call, or I don't know that I'm the person to do that, but the landowners that's there, that's close to the shop that we had actually visited one time about a purchase of some property.
Right.
Why don't we do that? And if we can do that, this would lay right in with what we would have planned there.
I mean, I had them to work with the dirt screen, depending on that, I mean, no rapid screen material.
But let us see if we can do that. Give me some estimate of how minimal of acreage that you might need versus what they have that they might sell available, and we'll work from there. And that is with permission of the other two commissioners, that I would take care of looking at that and seeing what we could do. And it's a sensitive situation as far as trying to deal with it, so that's well.
Like I said before, material, if I can get it out by their time they need for the floor, the other two materials, there's a lot out there, but I can take longer to get it out. It won't be there as time sensitive. And that won't be a very big problem. As long as I get a place to do it.
I'll make a phone call this afternoon and see if I can't make arrangements
yet
for that.
Okay, let's do that.
All right.
What else we got?
That's about all I've got. Just kind of getting you up for what we're planning to move into as far as the overlays. As far as the Bird Road, there's two sections we do plan to overlay on that. It's not the entire length of the road. We're mainly trying to smooth and even up the two rougher areas. It'll be from 248 into where the new apartment buildings were built, where you see the curb and gutter, a little section in there.
It's Fox Point Condos, I think, is over there.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. And then it'll start on the other side of that little section and go all the way to where the three-lane section starts, and that's
in the
two sections.
Right. In the past, we've had some complaints over the years on that road. And you know that where they say there's hydroplaning takes place and all that. So we're going to chip seal that. Is that right?
No. That's the reason we want to overlay this section, is because of the traffic and the other problems. Chip seal will not take care of that particular problem of hydroplaning. That's the reason it needs to be re-overlaid.
So it will be ground. I mean, it will be.
Do I?
Yeah, so because does it have curb and guttering?
No.
So it doesn't have to be.
No. So this won't have to be ground. This will just be a 2-inch overlay.
So we think we'll be solving some of the problems that are.
We hopefully can solve a lot of the problems on that.
Okay.
Them sections there. That was one of the problems. And with the amount of traffic
the Bird Road has.
Right. that, and then the other one with Sherry View, it does have a lot of traffic, serves several off streets plus a business, and the truck traffic is the reason I didn't want to chip seal that. It has a lot of rutting and problems of the same nature. So
I seen that you guys had fixed. I was out and drove the Sherry View Road down to the Reinhardt side. And I seen you'd fix those two entrances that I had concerns about where it busted. It was busted up, and somebody went in and formed it and poured some concrete entryways there. Was that us? I guess it was. That was permitted by us.
I'll have to look, but I think the guy that actually started subdivision may have fixed that. I mean, he was planning to for a long time to repair that because it had been broke for a while. I know the one he was planning on doing that.
Well, maybe it was part of the negotiations, but it was busted up real bad. But it's completed. You know, I brought it to your attention before, and I seen that it was fixed. So,
what's happened down on the Smooth Hollow Road?
Right now the contractor's working, cutting the bluff back, putting fills in. He has one section of the fill kind of roughed in, what I've seen. I checked that last week. He's fixing to start on the south end of it and start working on that. Part of that, I need to call the engineer and part of that on there, because part of that, he needs to fill in the slopes. He's filled in a lot of rough fill, but it's fairly steep off the sides, and I think the plans call for it or different slope alignment there, but I need to find out. He may not be close being done, but the guys working on it told me they'd be done in 90 days down there, so or that was their kind of tentative timeline.
And to go back, because you brought this up, Ron, to go back, Arkansas Fish and Game is to pay for the K Highway project on the asphalt part of it, and the were to do the chip and seal on top of the Slough Hollow project.
Actually
almost exactly in reverse of what they agreed with on the other issue.
Gotcha.
And so I want to make that clear, because we have people listening that be a little bit confused about who's responsible for what, and that's the way that worked in their contracts with them.
There is one box culvert type structure. They do have people working on that right now. So they got a couple of different crews in there doing work on the Slough Hollow project. But it's got a little ways to go yet before they're...
How close are we to finishing up the Shady Springs project? Are the... Is it Shady Springs, or what's the name of that road there that's...
The...
Lightning
concrete.
Springs?
Well, Shady Springs, the horns are in and the concrete's been poured over. We still have to drop some concrete on the inch to protect the insulation on the inside of the horns, and then it will be completed.
They're the ones we used our existing boxes on?
Yes.
All right.
We had some
right around five
extra, and we did use them on that.
And so we've got our crews moved away from that area.
Well, we're on the bridge, which is close. We still have to go back and let that season out just a little bit before we put concrete trucks on it.
All right.
We do still have 40 acres on each side.
All right. And the bridge is coming along.
The bridge has started. We've excavated everything out. We're getting ready to start putting the footing, cutting them for the footings. We're going to have to do a lot of rock hammer work to cut in the footings for the pier walls. And that's where we're at right now. So
it's scheduling on the delivery and every year long. You're a ways from that on the delivery of the...
Tendley, working with the guy that's going to set the beams and everything, we're thinking middle of July, hopefully, if everything goes good, we can be ready. I'm thinking maybe third week in July. Hopefully we'll have the piers complete to where he'd be ready to set.
They do all the settings, just put the piers up on and set everything.
Yeah. So you're stretched out, as I listen to you, you're stretched pretty thin with all your projects and the chip and seal. So.
Yeah, this rock moving equipment is coming at the worst time.
Right. But we'll see if we can get a reminder on that, and I'll make that phone call
right.
And start that process. But we've got 4 or 5 major projects going, plus our chip and seal program. So
well, we've pretty well got each shop tied up doing some aspect of our summer and seasonal work, and they're pretty well booked up. So we don't have any extra men just to do that.
That's a good job day, on the entrance to the Mount Branson barn there where the water has, had caused a problem in the past. I drove in there and checked that out. I think you guys done an outstanding job on that.
You gentlemen have anything?
I'm good.
Just.
All right.
There's this, but isn't there a secondary?
Yeah, we need Randy. We need Randy to actually. I can. You said you needed to go to Cedar Creek or Pro Tem.
I've been down there once. So
okay. I want you here to go over this with us and.
All right. I see this, but there has to be a contract between the state and the county.
That's not the contract.
And I want to see that contract to see if there's something in it that supersedes what happened here.
Right. We need the other agreement, the funding agreement.
Well, we've got a few minutes here just to discuss that. You want to go back into executive and talk to Randy about this?
Sure.
Motion to go into executive pursuant 610.021.1, 2, 3, and 12.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to re-enter executive session under section 610.021, subsections 1, 2, 3, and 12. Discussion. Might point out that the executive session today will end County Commission business, correct?
Right.
Thank you, Harlan. Motion's been made and seconded to go into executive session. All in favor say aye.
Danny aye.
Jim aye.
And Ron aye. All opposed say nay. Motion carries.